good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Our first Caribbean song for the year entitled Joy. The acoustic version coming from Pastor Jumu Grant from out of Trinidad and Tobago. Right now he's living in Canada. And you know, I just want to wish all of our many listeners from all over the world a happy new year. And we pray for uncommon favor for you in 2024. Man, I pray that God replace our sadness with the undiluted joy and favor of God on our lives in Jesus' name. Great song coming from Pastor Jumu Grand, man, bringing in the blessed new year, man. Great stuff, Pastor Jumu. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the gifted, anointed, and ever lovely songstress who has been blessing people around the world with her music since she was just a little girl, Tierra Sheard Kelly. Tierra, welcome. How are you, dear sister?
Mike D, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Dear, every day's a great day, isn't it? Every day.
Yes, it totally is. Every day is a great day.
Hallelujah.
Hello, Kiera, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show.
Yes, of course, landlord. Thank you. I'm so excited about this new music because I'm just really proud of it. The instrumentation, the production, which my brother J. Drew Sheard has been doing the production with me on the single as well as this project. And I did a lot of writing. It's so many great collaborations. I did collaborations with Ja'Kalen Carr, Molly Nice. Music. And it's really beautiful.
Wow, that is something. Yeah. And your brother, J. Drew, you guys have been cranking it out throughout the years.
For real.
Big ups to your brother. You.
Wow.
Well, you know, Mike, the whole family is talented. Kiera, there is a fan of yours, and he's from the Caribbean, and he has a question for you.
Hi, Kiera. My name is Pastor Jumu Grand. I'm originally from Trinidad and Tobago. I now reside in Edmonton, Canada. And my question for you today is, I would like to know what advice or tips you can give to independent gospel artists that are upcoming, who desire to leave a mark in this world?
Oh, Jumu Grant, that's such a great question. I would advise aspiring artists and independent artists to stay true to who they are. Find your niche. See, too, though, what the people enjoy from you. Once you give a piece of you, there are different parts of you as far as your creativity and your artistry that your listeners will love. And sometimes, a lot of times, actually, it's okay to give the people what they want. Like, I know as creatives, sometimes we can get a bit distracted and want to just give what we want to give in that season, but I've learned over time that you win when you serve the people, and that's what you're here for. That's what we're here for. It's a part of a bigger picture, and it's to provide answers for people. My father, who is my bishop and pastor, he's always taught us that ministry is meeting the needs of the people. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you are inspired by that response. It takes a lot of money too, so budget well.
Kiera, you are so correct and on point, man. Very informative answer, and I'm sure that Pastor Jumu Grant was blessed by it. Thank you so much. You keep up the great work, man.
Kiera, I tell you, you are so amazing, so loved around the world. We love you so much. We appreciate you. Thanks for all that you do for the kingdom of God, and keep up the great work. And thanks for joining us, Kiera Sheard Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Kiera, we love you, man. We love your ministry. We love what you do. We love what you bring to the table. You are an amazing young lady, and it's always great to have you here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, landlord and Mike D. It was such a pleasure. Thank you. And to everybody in the Caribbean, the Bahamas, Africa, all of the islands, I love y'all. Thank you so much.
Ooh. Wherever you are, we want you to worship him with us. Just lift your hands. Don't let your situation or your circumstance stop you. Not where I'm giving up. I may not be enough, but you are, you are. This is not where I stay. Things aren't changing today.
You're responding to faith. What you are, you are.
I'm walking into freedom. I'm walking.
Lynn Lord, Kiera Sheard, Kelly is sang, and boy, I'm telling you, Happy New Year as you praise through. God is good all the time. Keep the faith. Kiera Sheard, Kelly sounding good in the neighborhood, and her song, Praise Through. Lynn Lord, always good to have good people and wonderful artists like Kiera Sheard, Kelly joining us. Man, she's so cool and dedicated and gifted.
Mike, you are absolutely correct, man. You know, it's always great to have wonderful artists right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next from out of the U.S. is a young man. He goes by the name of Charles Woolfork. You know, he's an artist, he's a preacher, teacher, writer, producer, and so much more. I want you guys to check out his new track entitled Walk in the Light.
This is the time and the season. We need the peace of your presence.
Your presence.
There is hatred and malice between fellow men.
And the darkness covers the land. We need the light of your love
to shine down. We need your power, your presence,
your glory upon us.
We need to walk.
Dr. Charles Woolfork is a dedicated veteran gospel artist, and he's been producing national and international music for a long time now. And that's Charles Woolfork's song, Walk in the Light.
Mike, that is a lovely song coming from Charles Woolfork entitled Walk in the Light. You know, it got that Afro-Caribbean feel to it, and the message is on point, man. We all need to walk in the light and the presence of God to shine all around us, through us, in us, man, in Jesus' name. Beautiful song. You know, well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Lord, at the beginning of the year, Happy New Year to everyone. 2024, how about that? Beginning a new year. And if 2024 was a book, well, you got over 350 more days to write a great story for 2024. And speaking of beginning, you know, winning starts with beginning.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, I think that big things and some great things are about to happen in 2024. And I am really excited and looking forward for great things. Amen. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international multi-award-winning artist Kiera Shared Kelly for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners who takes the time to hang out with us. We truly appreciate you, man. And we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a good friend of mine from out of the Bahamas, and she goes by the name of Najia Sims. She is very passionate about ministry, music, and her family, and I want you guys to check out her latest song entitled Turning Pages. I love the message in this song, and I hope you guys love it too. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Like I'm reliving the same old story over and over again. New year, new month, new day. The same problems come my way. It's time for me to turn these pages. Cause I know Him to be the author and the finisher of my faith. But sometimes it still feels like I can't find my way. Through this journey, walking through the valley in the shadow of death, I won't fear no evil, cause He is with me. So I keep turning these pages, hoping one day I'll get to the end of the book. And I know this chapter looks crazy, but I know judge a book by its cover. Open it up so you can discover what the book is really all about. Yeah, and life is all about turning pages, different phases and different stages, just so you can reach your destiny. You see them lessons they came to make you, and now they didn't even come to break you. Water just was trying to mull you up, make you into who He wants you to be. So when you feel like you're all alone, have no fear. Trust in God, cause He is always there. And He will give you the strength. So I keep turning these pages. Hoping one day I'll get to the end of the book. And I know this chapter looks crazy, but I know one day I'll get to the end of the book. Turning pages, turning pages, I'm turning pages.
You can stress one night, only one night though. Let the tears fall down one night, only one night though. Only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, make sure that you cry, only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad, only one night though. If stress, make sure that you stress. Only one night though, only one night though. Only one night though. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. I can see a brand new day. I can see a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. I'm waiting for them to get with me. Feeling like a brand new day. I gotta say something to them, y'all. Say, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. Good morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can see a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand, look a brand, look a brand. Cry, make sure that you cry. Only one night though. Cry, make sure that you cry. Only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad. Only one night though, only one night though,
only one night though.
If your tears fall, let them fall.
Only one night though.
If your tears fall, let them fall. Sing it with me, sing it with me, sing it with me.
I have no other choice but to trust you.
Hey, and that's all I can do. Everybody say,
I have no other choice but to believe.
What can I hear y'all? One, two, three, say.
I have no other
only one
choice
night though.
To trust you. That's all I can
only one
do.
Night though.
I believe,
every word that you say, every word that you promise, everything that you spoke, every word that you spoke over me, yeah. I gotta go. Only one night though. Only one night though. Only one night though.
Every promise is the truth, so I'm aware.